Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Monday, February 10th, 2020. Dr. Nyman would like to provide an update on the latest situation. Dr. Nyman?
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I thought I'd do a quick update. It's been the weekend, and most dramatically were the number of cases that were confirmed on the cruise ship off the coast of Japan, the Diamond Princess. That added 65, according to the press release, some reports said 66, but there were 65 cases out of just 103 tested. And that's a pretty dramatic increase, both in numbers and in frequency. And it's not a good indication for what's to come. So I thought I'd do a quick review of the situation there. It was originally the cruise ship came under suspicion when an 80-year-old resident of Hong Kong got off the ship in Hong Kong. And he had not really been on the ship that long. He had flown to Japan and got on the ship there. And the ship was like a 14-day cruise. And it went from Japan to Hong Kong, but then it went to Vietnam for a couple of stops, and then it went to Taiwan, and then it went back to Japan. And so he was only on for a short while, and he had been linked to a couple other residents of Hong Kong who were with him on an optional bus tour. So he was definitely linked to a couple of the positives, but he was unlikely linked for the vast majority of the cases. And it raises a concern that either he kind of initiated the outbreak and then it kind of went person to person after that, because many of the cases developed symptoms well after he had left. And he might have just been the canary in the coal mine, because he was positive in Hong Kong and he had come from the ship. He was kind of the indication that there was a problem on the ship. In any event, by the time the testing started, there were already 120 passengers and crew who had symptoms, and there was something like, I don't recall the exact number, but I think 153 contacts. And so samples were collected from them initially, and then the data just started coming out in drips and drabs. The first result was 10 positives out of 31, which was a very high percentage, and that was followed up the next day by 10 out of 71, so the number doubled. So the percentage went down a little bit. And then the third day was the final results from the initial samples tested, and that gave 41 positives out of 171. So the number climbed up to 61, and there was indications that additional patients were developing symptoms. And so the next day, six were tested, three were positive. And then the day after that, 57 were tested and six were positive. But the dramatic increase really came with the results that were announced early Monday morning, our time, East Coast time. And that was 65 positives out of 103 tested. Now, the 65 out of 103 with patients that had just developed symptoms after the initial collection suggests that there's still ongoing transmission on the ship. And the idea of keeping all these people, and there's still over 3,600. Initially, there was 3,711. The positives had been taken off, but the positives add up to 135. And so there's still quite a few people on the ship who have never been tested. And the distribution also suggests that this is a ship-wide problem. The initial positives really matched pretty much the distribution of the various nationalities that were on the ship. Initially, there were 28 positives from Japan, 11 from the U.S., 7 from Australia, 1 from the Philippines, 7 from Canada, 3 from Hong Kong, 1 from New Zealand, 1 from Taiwan. And then the latest big series kind of matched that. Again, the most were in Japan, but this time it was 45. The second highest was U.S., and it was 11 again. Third highest was Australia, and they were tied for third in the first round. There were 3 from the Philippines, 1 from Canada, 1 from England, and 1 from Ukraine. So these were similar types of distributions. And again, the 3 countries that had the highest number of passengers were the 3 countries with the highest number of confirmed cases. And it really looked like it was a ship problem. And if so, then the numbers will continue to increase because there's ongoing transmission. So on the one hand, the quarantine is designed to protect the citizens of Japan from having cases that are infected be discharged into their country. But on the other hand, the quarantine is not really segregating the passengers from the general population. They're essentially exposing the passengers to more virus and more cases. So it's likely that there'll be more announced today, tonight, which is really Tuesday morning in Japan. And the numbers will continue to go up. The clock is supposed to reset each time there's a positive, but WHO has said that they're just going to reset it for those who are contacts of the positives. And those who haven't been contacted, the clock will keep on ticking. But I can't imagine that they're going to release anybody without a test to show that they're negative. And I strongly suspect that even after some of these cases go 14 days without symptoms, that when tested before they are allowed to leave the ship, many more will be positive because the assay seems to be able to pick up the virus before cases are symptomatic, and they've never really tested the whole group of passengers and crew, so they have no idea how many really are affected. And if they don't get off for another 8 to 10 days, then many of those who aren't showing symptoms now will be showing symptoms by then, and this will be just a fiasco. It will destroy any ability to quarantine anybody because nobody's going to go to quarantine centers where there's all this virus and people just keep getting sick. And it probably isn't going to be necessary to quarantine anyone in the near future because the virus will be so widespread, it'll be obvious that there's no stopping it by quarantining or by limiting access, because the virus is probably seeded most of these countries already. The testing is picking up a good number of cases where there's testing, of course, in cases, some countries like Indonesia still have not reported a case, which is almost certainly a testing issue, not an absence of any cases, as there are so many cases in the countries surrounding Indonesia, including Singapore, which has one of the highest levels, as well as Hong Kong. Both of those countries seem to have evidence of a local transmission now, and that local transmission may have led to some of these outbreaks. For instance, the initial case for the ship actually was from Hong Kong, and there's a group from Singapore that has resulted in 5 confirmed cases in France and 6 confirmed, six confirmed cases in UK and 1 confirmed case in Spain. All of them only back to a meeting that was held in Singapore. And that cluster is actually growing in those downstream countries now. They're actually a country of origin. The cases are all from England nationally. They have a UK nationality, but they were in Singapore, or at least the index case was, and then the other cases were the ski resort in France. Another businessman went to Mallorca, an island off the coast of Spain, and then some made it all the way back to the UK before they were confirmed. But that originates in Singapore, and the cruise ship probably was initiated in Hong Kong. And I'll look at the list of cases in Hong Kong shows that essentially there's 42 now, and the first 10 were listed as imported, and then the next 32, only 3 of them were imported. So the vast majority of the cases in Hong Kong of late have been either contacts of positive cases or cases of unknown origin contacts of cases of unknown origin. One of the latest developments has to do with a 35-story apartment complex that the 12th case lived in with an unknown origin, and then just recently, the 42nd case, which is the most recent confirmation, lives in the same building, 10 floors down. They share a drainage system, and the apartments that share the same drainage system have been evacuated, and they're going to be testing those residents, and they'll also be looking at the drainage system to see if there's any leaks. A similar type of a situation developed back in 2003 at Amoy Gardens, which is also in Hong Kong, and that also involved I think the U-joints leaking, and the leaking of the U-joints led to directly or indirectly 300 SARS cases in that one apartment complex. So Hong Kong is saying this isn't an Amoy Gardens, that they've evacuated the cases. There's only 2 cases in the building so far, and they're testing the others. And hope to avoid a similar type of an incident. But the bottom line is that it's becoming clearer and clearer that even without any imports from China, just some of the countries adjacent to China are now experiencing local transmission, and that local transmission is leading to exported cases, which is leading to more cases in Europe, for instance, in the case of Singapore, or indirectly cases in Europe and the United States and Japan via the cruise ship. There are currently 25 U.S. cases from the ship versus 12 U.S. cases from imports directly into the United States. So the ship really has the same thing for Japan. Japan's got 73 cases on the ship, which is significantly more than the number of cases in Japan itself. And the same thing could be said for Canada and Australia. So the ship is that one source is greater than all of those countries combined, actually, because they're all have fewer cases in their country than they have residents or citizens on the ship. So it's getting increasingly likely that this virus just transmits too easily. And what's being picked up now are a lot of mild cases that are being picked up because screening is aggressive and as are screening of contacts. And so some of these contacts are asymptomatic. They would not normally be tested at all. And others are mild and they probably wouldn't be tested either. So they're being picked up now, but even though they're have a low level of virus, that doesn't mean they can't transmit. And there are probably many instances of people who have who are asymptomatic and have entered various countries and will eventually lead to significant outbreaks, regardless of how many are not allowed in the future. They're already in these other countries, and the virus does spread fairly easily. And the SARS outbreak really didn't slow down until May or so, and didn't really get going at a high level until March. And so it's still the first half of February. The Metropole Hotel didn't happen until the end of February. And even those cases were first identified in early March, which is a month away. So that's a quick little update right now. The numbers are going up. It's unlikely that the virus is going to be stopped, regardless of how many quarantines there are or how many travelers who refused admission. The virus is already out of the barn, and doesn't matter how many doors you close at this stage, it's going to make very little difference.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Nyman, for the update. Listeners, please always go to our website, as always, recombinomics.co, for the latest information, where we update daily. This is a rapidly evolving situation, as we always say, and please stay just tuned and alert for the latest information. All right, everyone, thank you and have a good day.